Shvius Perkei Mishnah Tes. Mashalas Isha Lechaverta Rashud Ala Shvius. A woman is allowed to lend her friend that's choshed on Shvius. And the Rav says, what's she choshed on? She's choshed to eat fruits after the Zman beer. When there's no fruits left in the field, we know that you have to get rid of it and bring it out of your own house and be mafgirit. So this woman that is being lent things to, the borrower is choshed on Shvius. So a woman is allowed to lend her friend that's choshed on Shvius, not to get rid of what's in her house. So let's say she may have in her house things that shouldn't be there. So she can still lend her nafa ukvara. So nafa, the Rambam says, it's a sieve that's used to filter flour, to take out bran from the flour. And a kvara is a type of sieve that's used to filter grain itself, obviously earlier in the process than when it's flour. So why are you allowed to lend it to her? So the Rav says, because shani yomer lisvar mamosi lekachas, mistama she's using the sieve or the sifter to count money. Or the kvara, the Rav says maybe she's using it to filter out the sand. Virei chayim in a mill, that mistama she's using it to grind spices. Visanur in an oven. So the oven, the Rav says, maybe she's using it to dry out flax for clothing. Which is interesting because flax is also a vegetable used to eat. And the Acharonim go into whether the type of flax that's used for the clothing, the part of the plant that's used for clothing, I believe there's Acharonim that say that that's mutter and doesn't have a din of shvius, because it's not food. So we see all these cases, you're toiling. Now, this Mishnah is a little bit more far-fetched to assume that they're doing it for these things. Nevertheless, the Mishnah says it's okay, and we're going to see a little bit later why.
But don't separate and filter, and don't grind with her when she's actually doing the Isser.
Because that, like we know, the Rav says, because you're being misayeya yedei ovri aver, you're helping the hands of ovri aver directly, that you're not allowed to do. Now, the next case in the Mishnah does not deal with Shvius, it's rather with Chumas and Maisrus. So we know that an Amma Oretz is not choshed on Maisrus, midiraisa, as we know the Rov Amaratzim take off Maisrus. So now this part of the Mishnah deals with that, Maisrus. So it says, Eishes Chavar, Mashalos La'eishes Amma Oretz. An Eishes Chavar, whether it means a Talmud Chacham, we had in the previous Mishnah, sometimes it's Lagabi Tumah, that they're very careful, Lagabi Tumah, whatever it is. An Eishes Chavar can lend to an Eishes Amma Oretz in Nafu Kvara, Uvaireres V'teichenes M'rakedes Imah. But since it's not Shemitah, and she's allowed to sort it, like Boirer, she's allowed to grind it, Teichenes Merakedes, is to sift it together with the Eishes Amma Oretz. Avol Mishatatil Hamayim, Lo Siga Etzla. But once water touches this, she should not help her, she shouldn't even touch it with her. Shein Machzikin Yidei Ovri Avera. So when the water touches the flour and becomes dough, the Rav explains, becomes Hukshel Kabel Tumah, can now become tummy because it's wet. So therefore, the Eishes Chavar should not touch it because she would be aiding in the process of causing this dough, which now, not just that it can be Hukshel Kabel Tumah, but also the Chiyav of being Mafresh Chala now starts when it becomes dough, that they have to be Mafresh Chala. So there's Tevil here. And you're not allowed to cause Tevil to become Tame. So that's why the Eishes Chavar should not have any hand at this point on, because she is going to be helping out creating that this dough becomes Tame. And the way that it becomes Tame is through the vessels of the Amaretz. As we know, the vessels of an Amaretz is Metame. And again, this doesn't have anything to do with Shemitah. It's just brought here, Agav, the previous part of the Mishnah. And the way the Yushalmi learns, all the beginning cases of this very Mishnah, as we said, that a person that mashalas isha lechaverta hachshud hashvius, you can give her a sieve, a kvara, rechaim, tanor. All those cases, we allowed it because of darkei shalom. And like we said earlier, because these cases, there's less of reason to assume, you know, that they're going to do it, for example, to take out a sieve, that we're saying that they're doing it to count money. So these things are a little bit more far-fetched than the previous examples that we did not need to say of a reason of darkei shalom. And it sounds like if you didn't have darkei shalom, a reason for peace, that something was out in the open, this would not be mutter. Because like Taisa Yantav explains, the case in this mission is that we know that she doesn't have any paris of heter, and still we're still toiler that she's using it for money or things like that. Mashenk in the previous Mishnah, so there was more reason to assume that you should be toiler in something else, and we did not need the heter of Darkei Shalom on those. And the Mishnah ends, just Agav, it just brings the same thing we've said in previous Mishnayos. Machzikin yedei nachrim b'shvius, one's allowed to give a chizik to the nachrim and encourage them to work the land on shvius, avalo yedei Yisrael, but you can't do it to Jews. V'shalom b'shalom b'nei darkei shalom, and you can ask for their shalom because of darkei shalom. Let us say shalom aleichem to them, like the first soul explains, even to Ovrei Avera. I think we said earlier that even on the day of their holidays, you're even allowed to wish them shalom as well.